Check, check, check. Mic check. 1, 2, 3.
In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdads baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of Friends Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own. Join your friends and family, the good times have just begun. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. Hickory's own number one hometown baseball.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
It's time for Crawdads Pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And good evening. We welcome you to LP Franz Stadium, the final week of the regular season, as the Hickory Crawdads will be taking on their final opponent of 2024, the Rome Emperors, the High A affiliate for the Atlanta Braves. So glad that you could join us as the calendar flips to September. Usually, you're seeing the last vestiges of summer. However, we've been given a gift tonight. The temperatures here in the Unifor are fabulous. We'll be starting with a first pitch temperature in the low 70s on a glorious day. Just a few clouds painted across the skyline here at the ballpark. Just a fantastic night for baseball between the Hickory Crawdads and the Rome Emperors. The Rome Emperors, they know what they're doing come next week. They're going to the South Atlantic League playoffs. They'll be facing off most likely against the Bowling Green Hot Rods. They'll be preparing for their playoff run this week against the Crawdads. For the Crawdads, really there's nothing more to play for than just pride and making sure that they take care of their business to come out strong in the last week of the regular season. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll take a look at tonight's pitching matchup. We'll have the starting lineups for you as we play the first of the six final games here at home between the Hickory Crawdads taking on the Rome Emperors. All that coming up on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium here inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us tonight as the first of these six games. This is the first time that the Rome Emperors have made their way this season to LP Franz Stadium. It's the two clubs have faced off one another very early in the season. They played nine times against each other, and all of those games, well, I should say all of those games came within the first 30 games of the season. The first series was a three-game set that opened up the calendar for the Hickory Crawdads. Then the second series was a six-game set that basically started things off in the month of May as they played the first five games in the month of May against the Rome Emperors. The Rome Emperors had the better of it as they were able to sweep the first three-game set. They would win the series in early May against these Crawdads. The Crawdads have an opportunity to exact a measure of revenge against this Rome Emperors club. Rome has not been incredibly stellar in the second half of the season, and largely due to the fact that, well, they haven't had to be. 24-34 is their record in the second half, but they won the first half. And for them, that's all they needed. Very much like what Greenville did last year, they won the first half. They didn't overwhelm anyone in the second half of the season, but they put it all together in the South Atlantic League South Division Championship Series, beating the Hickory Crawdads 2-0, and then they beat the Hudson Valley Renegades 2-0 in the South Atlantic League Championship to sweep away the South Atlantic League title, their first since 2017 for the Greenville Drive. Can the Rome Emperors do the same thing this year? We'll certainly find out as we dive into the playoffs next week. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both clubs this evening. We'll get started with Rome as Kevin Kilpatrick will lead off. He'll be the center fielder. Jace Grady, he'll bat second. He's the designated hitter. Drew Compton bats third at first base. E.J. Exposito bats cleanup at third base. Stephen Paolini will bat fifth for the Emperors. He'll be in left field. Patrick Kloese. Patrick Kloese, an 11th round draft pick from this year's draft for the Atlanta Braves. He'll be starting in right field, batting sixth this evening. Ambioris Tavares will bat seventh. He's the shortstop. Colby Jones bats eighth. He's at second base. And Jacob Godman bats ninth. He's the catcher this evening. So it's Kilpatrick, Grady Compton, Exposito, Baldini, Kloese, Tavares, Jones, and Godman facing off against Aiden Curry. Aiden Curry had a very solid effort last week against the Asheville Tourist, as they would win the game 7-0. He picked up his third win of the season. He would love, and it would be a phenomenal piece of icing on the cake, if you will, for Aiden Curry if he would close out the year with back-to-back wins. He'll certainly get an opportunity here. Comes in a 3-8 record on the year, 6.50 ERA, making his 20th start. The next strikeout that he throws will be the 100th strikeout that he gets in the season. 88 and two-thirds innings pitched, 89 hits allowed, 64 earned runs, 40 walks, 99 strikeouts for the young man out of Ossining, New York. We flip the lineup card over. This is who Chad Comer is going to start this evening for the Crawdads, as it'll be Dylan Dreiling leading off. He'll be in center field this evening. Cam Cauley will bat second. He'll be at second base. Sebastian Walcott bats third. He's the shortstop. Malcolm Moore gets the start as the designated hitter, batting cleanup for the Crawdads this evening. Arturo Diesla, the Diesel, gets to bat fifth. He'll be at first base this evening. Jason Morabell bats sixth. He's in right field. Glider Figueroa bats seventh at third base. Ian Moeller, the catcher this evening, he'll bat eighth, and batting ninth will be Quincy Scott out in left field. So recapping that lineup for you this evening, Dreiling, Cauley, Walcott, Moore, Diesla, Morabell, Figueroa, Moeller, and Scott, as they'll face off against Garrett Bauman. Bauman, a 6-5 record with the Augusta Green Jackets. He's making his Rome Emperor's debut this season tonight here in Hickory, as he went 6-5 with Augusta, a 3.42 ERA, made 18 starts on the season, 92 innings pitched, 85 hits allowed, 35 earned runs, 23 walks, 84 strikeouts, a 2.41 average against for Bauman, who comes in a right-hander, 6'8" tall, out of Oviedo, Florida. A 2023 draft pick, round four, pick 126 for the Rome Emperors. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we'll take a look at Major League games of note this evening, as well as the South Atlantic League schedule in its entirety. All that as we continue on this beautiful Tuesday night in the Unifor. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Fran Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
We welcome you back to LP Friends Stadium. Just a few moments away from getting started here between the Hickory Crawdads and the Rome Emperors. This is the look that we're going to see from the South Atlantic League this evening. Bowling Green is going to wrap up their schedule in 2024, looking to close out the second half and make their way to the playoffs. They're going to take on the North Division first half champion, the Greensboro Grasshoppers. That game has already gotten underway. We'll update you here in a little bit as to what's going on. Asheville making their final road trip of the year. They're going to Hudson Valley. They've got the long journey up to New York State. They'll be taking on the Renegades. Wilmington goes to Brooklyn to take on the Cyclones. Jersey Shore and Aberdeen play to close out the regular season. And Winston-Salem and Greenville, they'll wrap up the regular year as the defending South Atlantic League champions on the verge of being eliminated from the second half race. If they do so, they will not make the playoffs. They will not get a chance to defend in the playoffs. That's a look at things from around the South Atlantic League. Couple of games we'll keep track of tonight. The Yankees and the Texas Rangers face off at 8:05. Rodon versus Heaney. Colorado's in Atlanta to take on the Braves. Freeland taking on Sale. We're going to take it down to the field for the national anthem before we get started on this Tuesday night. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, first pitch action here in Hickory between the Crawdads as they take on the Rome Emperors for the final week of the regular season here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And good evening, everybody. We welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium on a fantastic, feels like fall evening. I know that Labor Day typically means the unofficial end to summer. But typically, the temperatures don't get to feeling like that and like this in these parts until very early October. But this is delightful. The high today in the Unifor, 79 degrees. The temperatures tonight supposed to get into the upper 50s in certain neighborhoods. Should be a glorious night for baseball. 72 degrees will be our first pitch temperature this evening as Aiden Curry will make his final start for the Hickory Crawdads here in 2024. Curry, a 3-8 record on the season. Young man, a 6.50 ERA. And what we have been able to see from Aiden Curry has been progressive, continued growth. A less than ideal start to the season here in 24, but he has really righted the ship. and has been able to put together some very solid outings as we close out 2024. He'll face off against Kevin Kilpatrick to lead things off. As Curry, fastball down the middle at 7:03. It's a strike, and we're underway here at LP Franz Stadium. We'll get to the defensive alignments here in just a moment. As Curry pours another fastball at 91 down the middle, and the count quickly goes to 0-2. Kevin Kilpatrick, young man out of Stone Mountain, Georgia, 17th round pick from 2022, fouls the pitch off. So the count stays at 0-2. For those of you that are not familiar with who the Rome Emperors are, that's okay. This is their first year as the Rome Emperors, as the breaking ball from Curry just misses. Shin Koshizawa is the home plate umpire tonight. Evan Anderson is on the bases. The 1-2 offering, Curry, that ball chopped out to first. Arturo Diesla, the Diesel, flashing the leather early on. There's one out here at LP Franz Stadium. Kilpatrick, the right-handed batter, was watching the Crawdads play a pull shift on him. Diesla was off the line, but no problem. He took care of it on the glove side, makes the play touching the bag, and there's one down here in the first inning. That brings up Jace Grady. Grady, a 192 hitter with three home runs, 21 RBI. Last year, this was the Rome Braves. As Grady's going to lift that one off the awning and into the seats. I think everybody's okay, as that took a pretty big ricochet back to the lower seating area. Landed somewhere around the third row. As that ball's going to get lifted to the third row, to third base side. And that'll be a souvenir. It's our final Dollar Dog Tuesday of the season. Now, what that means is, for those of you that have never heard of the promotion, we've talked about it on a few occasions here. To buy a hot dog, it's a dollar. Just a dollar. As Grady lifts that one out into very shallow left field. Glider Figueroa can't come away with the baseball as there's a lot of spin on it, twisting away from Figueroa. And it's going to be a one-out single for Jace Grady. That ended up in the triangle area between Scott Walcott and Figueroa. This will be the perfect time for me to lay out the rest of the defensive alignment. Quincy Scott in left field. Dylan Dreiling in center. Jason Morabell is over in right. Across the infield from left to right. Glider Figueroa at third. Sebastian Walcott at shortstop. Cam Cauley at second. And Arturo Diesla is over at first. Drew Compton at the plate with a runner on and one down. As Curry pours the fastball just inside. Curry's asking if that pitch was in. And he's getting the bad news that it was, in fact. I have a feeling if he throws another in the exact same spot, it'll be a strike. That's truly a 50-50 area there. As that ball driven out to left center field, Quincy Scott ranging over. He'll make the catch with relative ease, spins, and gets it back into the infield for the second out of the inning. Ian Moeller's dropping the signs behind home plate for Curry this evening. This is a Hickory Crawdads Club that wrapped up the road schedule winning 4 of 6 against the Asheville Tourists. They won their final road game in the South Atlantic League 10-0 as they hit 4 home runs in that contest. We'll be talking more about that a little bit later on this evening. EJ Exposito is at the plate to throw over to first. Nothing happening there. Exposito, a 237 hitter. He leads this lineup with 13 homers on the season, 46 RBI. So the breaking ball catches the outside edge, and the count goes to 0-1. Exposito, a right-handed batter, 6 foot tall out of Brooklyn, New York. 16th round pick back in 2022. So that breaking ball fouled back to the screen behind home plate. The Rome Braves, the, at one time, the A affiliate in the South Atlantic League, made the move up to high A ball when the South Atlantic League and the Carolina League reconfigured itself. The Braves had very much a picture, if you will, Braves fonts, Braves type jerseys, things of that nature, Braves colors, as Curry catches the outside edge. We'll talk more about uniforms when we return, as the strikeout of Exposito is the first for Curry. He's got 100 on the season. When we come back, the Crawdads come to the bat. Scoreless ball game. Half an inning in. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Bottom of the first inning, the Crawdads coming to bat. It'll be Dylan Dreiling, Cam Cauley, and Sebastian Walcott to lead things off against Garrett Bauman. Bauman, a 6'8 right-hander out of Oviedo, Florida. 6'8, 245. So if the South Atlantic League ever decided to go into semi-professional basketball, I think we might have found our power forward. As Bauman is a big kid, and I'll be interested to see what he's able to do, as his first pitch was at 96. The next one at 96 as well. Bauman making his Rome debut here in 2024. Went 6-5 with the Augusta Green Jackets. As the pitch misses outside, the count goes to 2-1 against Dylan Dreiling, a 197 hitter. One home run, 8 RBI on the season. Dreiling got his first home run as the ball is shot off the net over on the third base side. Late in the game against the Asheville Tourist, and it was a laser shot. You can say what you want to about the fact that the wall is drawn in at McCormick Field. That will change for next year. Not that we'll get a chance to see it, as Dreiling strikes out to open up the first inning. One down as that brings up Cam Cauley. But Dreiling hit a laser shot over the, at that place where it went over the wall, 36 feet high. And he got it by plenty. It would have left LP Franz Stadium, there's no question, as that ball shot foul over to the first base side. It may not have gone over every wall here at the ballpark, but it would have clearly gone out, as Dreiling put a charge into the pitch on Sunday evening in that 10-0 win. Cam Cauley got the offense going as he hit a ball that basically would have landed beyond Old Glory over in Asheville. As he had the first of four home runs, Arturo Disla had a home run in that contest. And then Cal Stark hit one, and then Dreiling wrapped it up on the evening. Four home runs In a game that I think saw eight hits as Cauley strikes out looking, as Bauman has gone back-to-back strikeout looking. And there's quickly two down for Sebastian Walcott. And this is one of the items that, aside from the wins and losses for the Crawdads this week, that I really want to keep a close eye on. Sebastian Walcott had a very solid series against the Asheville Tours, to the point where he was able to bring his season's average up to 260. 10 home runs, 45 RBI on the year. Sebastian Walcott with another plus week here at the at LP Franz Stadium could find himself somewhere in the mid-260s as far as average. And given the really slow start that he had to open up the year, coming away with something around 265 is going to be quite a yeoman's effort from Walcott. As that ball hit down the third baseline, he's going to have himself a base knock. E.J. Exposito tried to backhand it, but that ball had way too much topspin going over the third base bag. He was able to keep it from extra bases as he knocks it down into foul territory. Sebastian Walcott has a two-out single, and that brings up Malcolm Moore. Malcolm Moore, Texas Rangers first-round draft pick from this past draft, hit two home runs in Asheville. One home run that he hit on Saturday night, it was prodigious. A 10-4 victory for the Crawdads on Saturday night. If I was going to pick two games to go watch, that was probably the two to go see. As Walcott goes on the pitch, the throw down, and the tag was applied. Chad Comer's not going to go out and argue. Apparently the tag was applied. Whatever the case, that's the call. The inning has come to a close. We're an inning in here at LP Franz Stadium, scoreless. Here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Top of the second inning here at LP Franz Stadium. Stepping up to the plate will be Stephen Paolini. He'll be followed by Patrick Cloese and Ambioris Tavares. 5-6-7 in the order. Here's we start inning number two. Aiden Curry, fastball misses up. On just a gorgeous Tuesday night, I cannot tell you. If there was any way that I could take the equipment out to row number one, that's exactly where I'd be tonight. Paolini lifts the ball out to center field. Plenty of space for Dylan Dreiling to reach up and make the catch. There's quickly one down here in the second inning. Of course, throughout the course of this six-game series, we'll have an opportunity to share a lot, as this is the final six games, not just of the 2024 season, which it is, but it's the Crawdads' final foray in the South Atlantic League, as they'll be set for the Carolina League next year. as they'll be taking on a new set of opponents like the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the Kannapolis Cannonballers, the Augusta Green Jackets, the Columbia Fireflies, etc., etc. As that ball's lifted high out to right center field, Morabell and Dreiling converging. Dreiling makes the call and the catch, and there's quickly two down. And that'll bring up Ambioris Tavares. Tavares, 5'11 right-handed batter out of San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. He signed a free agent deal back in 2021. Breaking ball from Curry, taken for a strike. A 189 hitter is Tavares. Three homers, 20 RBI on the season. As the breaking ball cut on and missed. Curry has seen this Rome Emperor's Club twice, though I can tell you this team looks very different from the last time that Curry faced the Emperors. The first night that he saw them was April the 6th. April the 6th, that was game number 2 on the schedule. He suffered the loss. He's 0-2 against the Emperors on the season. So it would be a little bit of sweet redemption to come back in the final start of the year against the Emperors and pick up a win. It's the breaking ball taken for strike 3. Tavares goes down looking. That's a couple of strikeouts for Aiden Curry. We've played an inning and a half here in Hickory. Scoreless ball game. We'll be back in just a bit.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Malcolm Moore to lead things off here in the second inning. He was the batter at the plate when Sebastian Walcott was cut down to close out the first inning. So it's Malcolm Moore back at the plate. I mentioned in that at-bat, brief as it was, that he hit two home runs in Asheville. He now has three on the year. His first pro home run came against the Bowling Green Hot Rods here at LP Fran Stadium, a ball that bounced off the tippy top of the fourth tier wall, the Weikert Realty sign here in right field. Moore swings and misses at 95 miles an hour from Garrett Ballman. Quickly 0-2 the count. So whatever happens to Moore after this six games comes to a close, the Texas Rangers are very high on this young man, and there's no reason to think otherwise, as he does a very good job of staying inside the 95-mile-an-hour fastball that was center cut. He laces it out into left field. He's got himself a leadoff single here in the second. It's the second knock for the Crawdads, and that's going to bring up the diesel. Arturo Disla, 255 hitter, 8 home runs, 18 RBI on the season. Disla hit a ball that, well, the only thing that stopped it was the mountain in left beyond the wall. He kept it fair. The rumors of him hitting a mountain lion out beyond the left field wall, that was nothing more than the nonsense. He didn't. However, as Deisla swings and misses there to work the count to 0-2, he did get the ball uncomfortably close to McDowell County. As he calls time, he'll get time. It's a young man that can really put a charge in a baseball. He's been fun to watch, and for all accounts, he seems to be like a really fun guy in the clubhouse and on the field with the players. As Deisla swings and misses, a strikeout for Bauman. That's strikeout number three on the night. There's one down. That'll bring up Jason Morabell. Morabell on Saturday night had a couple of doubles. 209 average with 8 homers and 49 RBI. At this point, Jason Morabell has the team high in RBI. And I'd love for him to plate two or three more before the week is over. As he lifts that pitch out to the backstop as it bounces one time into the hands of Shin Kojizawa, the home plate umpire this evening. Malcolm Moore takes his lead over at first. Bauman sets at the belt, the pitch. Morabell drives it out to left center field. Kilpatrick ranging over. He'll make the catch, and there's two down. The defensive alignment for Rome this evening, Stephen Paolini is in left field. Kilpatrick in center. Patrick Kloese is in right field. Exposito at third. Ambioris Tavares at shortstop. Colby Jones at second. Drew Compton is at first. Jacob Godman is behind home plate as Glider Figueroa steps to the plate. I would imagine that still Glider Figueroa is a bit of a villainous character as it relates to Asheville tourist fans. On Saturday night, Glider Figueroa hits the ball halfway up the wall into the bullseye of the Ingles sign that's in right field down in the corner. The crowd went crazy when it happened. There's just a problem. He's on the opposing team. You usually don't get that kind of reaction for an opposing player. Everybody had thought they had won a sub combo from the supermarket chain because of the single. It was a two-run single that Figueroa hit. The public address announcer announced that to claim the prize, it's got to be a tourist player that hits the bullseye. Needless to say, that created a momentary uproar in the stadium. And much of it seemed to be geared at both the public address announcer and Figueroa as he drives the ball to right field. Is it going to get up and out? Is the catch made? Oh, my goodness gracious. The catch is made. Patrick Kloese, the St. Louis Billiken, robs a home run from Glider Figueroa. Keeps the game scoreless. That is going to be a defensive play that we're going to see on MILB.com for quite some time. Kloese robs a homer from Glider Figueroa. We've played two innings scoreless here in Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Top of the third inning. It's leading off will be Colby Jones, followed by Jacob Godman. Colby Jones, brand new to the Rome Emperors, 0-8 on the season, does have an RBI to his credit. So he squares to bunt as the breaking ball taken outside for ball one. I mentioned earlier in this contest that it is a Dollar Dog Tuesday. So you can buy a hot dog for a dollar. They do have a maximum of five, which is fair. Not that you couldn't go up later and buy five more. So it's a soft five. But another thing that happens, which is a little bit of a wrinkle on the Bark in the Park concept, Dollar Dog Tuesday includes your four-legged furry friend as well. As the pitch misses, Aiden Curry has a first walk allowed as Colby Jones goes down to first base, and that brings up Jacob Godman. Godman, 4-for-31 on the season. No homers, 3 RBI. So if you want to bring your dog with you, you pay the dollar at the window and you get the dog in too. So the pitch from Curry at 89 misses up. Well, we've already seen a defensive web gem this evening as Patrick Kloese robs a home run from Glider Figueroa. You can never really tell when a player holds up his glove that way, as if he really came away with the baseball. But he did indeed, brought it back into the ballpark. Glider Figueroa was impressed. As Ian Moeller's going to come out and have a conversation with Aiden Curry. Figueroa gave a tip of the cap to Kloese. I'm sure they may catch up with one another tomorrow and exchange pleasantries over that moment that they now have connected with one another. As the mound visit comes to a close, Jacob Godman out of Las Vegas, Nevada, has spent time last year with Augusta and the Florida Complex League Braves. Signed a contract back in July of last year. So the pitch from Curry misses outside, and the count goes to 3-0. So Curry, who had been dialed in the first two innings, is in danger of walking back-to-back hitters to start out the third inning. Oddly enough, the eighth and ninth place hitters. As that pitch taken right down Lenore Ryan Boulevard for strike one, count goes to 3-1. That pitch at 91 miles an hour. Curry throws over to first, chases Jones back to the bag. Curry, that ball, lifted foul, off the rafters and down into the seats, and it bounces cleanly all the way over behind the Rome dugout, where it's fielded off of a couple of concrete bounces to a fan wearing, I think, looks like it could be an Augusta Green Jackets hat. Anytime you got the Atlanta Braves affiliates in town, that usually draws a little bit extra attendance With this being the last week of the regular season, there's a lot of promotions as we get closer and closer to the weekend. So I'm sure these crowds will get healthier and healthier as we get toward the end of the year. To me, you don't even have to like baseball to come out tonight. As the pitch misses outside, Godman draws a walk, back-to-back free passes from Curry, takes us back to the top of the order for Kevin Kilpatrick. Kilpatrick, 231 hitter with five homers, 42 RBI. He was robbed of a base hit from Arturo Dísla back in the first inning. The breaking ball from Curry taken for a strike. That one had some bite to it. Kilpatrick, one of the league leaders in stolen bases. He's got 46 thefts on the season. As that ball's going to be lifted to the first base side, foul. Rome, of course, here at LP Franz Stadium, occupying the first base dugout. Crawdads over on the third base side. They're wearing the gray jerseys with the gold and black, a really true old gold color. Very similar to the Vegas Golden Knights, for those of you that follow NHL hockey, as the pitch misses. Count goes to 1-2. Black numbers. Gold trim. It could easily go for a Pittsburgh Pirates type of uniform, except for they've got the big red A on the right sleeve, as Kilpatrick gets a piece of it. Red numbers on the front. Gray pants, no piping stripe. They don't wear the Atlanta Braves issue pants that they get in spring training, which was always one of the great things about being a Braves affiliate, is you could pretty much take those pants anywhere in the system that you wanted and wear them. So that ball is going to make its way into the seats. Count stays 1-2. Black socks, black hats this evening for the Emperors. It's the breaking ball. Misses outside. Count evens at 2-2. The Crawdads wearing what is obviously their favorite uniform combination. The black jerseys with dads across the chest. Numbers in red on the front lower left rib cage. Numbers in white on the back. White pants, black socks. It's Curry, the 2-2. That ball's going to be chopped over to the left side. Figueroa's not going to have a play, as Kilpatrick's just got too much speed. So two walks and an infield single have loaded the bases here in the third inning of a scoreless ball game, and that brings up Jace Grady. Crawdad's wearing the black hat with the North Carolina State logo in the powder blue. The claw holding the star representing the Hickory Unifor area. The Unifor, the Catawba River Valley, whatever you want to call it, all representative of this area of the Western Piedmont of North Carolina. Grady takes a strike on the changeup. Grady singled his first time up. It was a twisting ball that ended up in the triangle area. It could have been caught, but it wasn't. And Grady now is going to lift this one up, and it's going to be caught by Sebastian Walcott in the infield dirt. So Aiden Curry got exactly what it needed in that situation, either a strikeout or a pop-up. The infield fly rule is in effect, and with one down, that brings up Drew Compton. Compton hit a ball deep into the left center field gap that was cut off by Quincy Scott for out number two here in the first inning. In this situation, that same fly ball would make it 1-0 in favor of the Emperors. Perhaps Curry has a ground ball in his repertoire here that might turn two. Left-handed hitter is Compton. Compton, a 6'2 switch hitter out of Summit, New Jersey. Signed his contract, a free agent deal last year. That ball hit sharply to Deesa, and that's a foul ball. It won't be a double play, as Shin Koshizawa called it a foul ball. And it was a foul ball. Arturo Deesa was in fair territory. He gloved it in foul territory. It looked great. Deesa caught it, touched the bag, threw down to Walcott. They applied the tag. It would have been a double play had it been a fair ball. It was not a fair ball. The count evens at 1-1. Curry, breaking ball, misses down. Count goes to 2-1. It's not like basketball to where you can reach over the line and make the play and keep the ball in play. Or in football, you got to have 1 or 2 feet in depending upon college or pro. So that ball hit back up the middle. It's a base knock. Compton's going to make it 2-0 in favor of the Rome Emperors. Kilpatrick gets to third. The throw cut off in the infield. And the Emperors have the 2-0 advantage as the walks have come back to haunt Aiden Curry. So Drew Compton has RBI 26 and 27 on the season. And the Emperors have the 2-0 advantage. And that's going to bring up E.J. Exposito. Exposito struck out looking his first time up in the ballgame. Curry, breaking ball. That's hit sharply out into left field, and it's 3-0 Rome. Kilpatrick's going to score easily. Exposito gets RBI number 47 on the year. Getting to second is Drew Compton, and the inning continues for Stephen Ballini. Paolini fouls the pitch back to the screen. If there was something that created an issue for Curry in the first couple of months of the season, it was situations like this. Sometimes you're going to get hit. Compton hit the ball sharply through the infield. That ball's going to get tapped out to Deesa. It's going to be a fair ball. He's going to put the tag on. Everybody's going to move up 90 feet, but there's two down in the inning. Getting over to second is Exposito. Compton's over to third. And again, in this situation, minus the walks, it's 1-0. As Patrick Kloese steps to the plate. Kloese kept a couple runs off the board. Now he's got an opportunity to add a couple runs to this three-run third inning. As that ball grounded out to Figueroa. He throws across in time. Kloese retired. But three runs are on the board for Rome. They have a 3-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the third here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads. and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the third inning, Ian Moeller to lead things off for the Hickory Crawdads. It'll be Moeller, Scott, and then back to the top of the order for Dylan Dreiling. It's Garrett Ballman now with a three-run advantage. It's amazing how much a baseball game can turn on one play. The one play was the final play of the bottom of the second inning as Patrick Cloese robs two runs from the Crawdads on the long ball hit by Glider Figueroa. And Rome takes that momentum, if you will, that emotional lift, and they plate three runs. It's a five-run swing in effect as Moeller takes a strike on the changeup at 87 miles an hour from Garrett Ballman. And the way that Ballman has looked so far this evening, I don't really know that this Crawdads club can tarry much longer without getting some sort of an offensive response here on this Tuesday night. Rome got three. They need to do something to try to mitigate this early advantage for the Emperors. You know, I mentioned that this is a Braves minor league affiliate, and it is. It's been for as long as Rome's had a team. It's the first year they've incorporated the Emperors as the team name. As that ball bounced out to shortstop, fielded by Tavares. He makes the throw across, and there's one down, and that brings up Quincy Scott. And before, when you're the Braves, well, you just use the Braves mascot, logo scheme, all that stuff. Well, now that they're the Emperors, they had to come up with a new mascot. And so they went with an Emperor Penguin. Because, of course, Scott, 206 hitter, one homer, 216 hitter, sorry, one homer, 41 RBI. Scott back up the middle, and it's a base knock. A one-out single for Scott. It's the third hit of the ball game for Hickory, and that's going to take us back to the top of the order as they've had hits in all three innings. They've just not been able to really multiply or grow their situation. As Dylan Dreiling will step to the plate. For those of you that are tuning in for the first time, some of you, I'm sure, Braves fans, you may know something about this guy. A lot of folks that follow the Atlanta Braves live in East Tennessee, all up and down the 75 corridor in East Tennessee. You'll see several Braves fans. I mean, all you got to do is think Dalton Carpets back in the old days of the TBS. Is that ball? Tavares throws across in time to Compton. Just like that, a 6-3 double play ends it for the Crawdads. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll go interactive with tonight's broadcast. We're through three, 3-0 Emperors here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket, Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushen in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Top of the fourth inning. Ambioris Tavares to lead things off for the Rome Emperors. Tavares, Jones, and Godman. Bottom third of the order against Aiden Curry as the breaking ball cut on and missed. I promised you we'd go interactive this half inning. That's exactly what we're going to do. Doggone it. No pun intended. Do our Tuesday promotion as the pitch checked on by Tavares. Count evens at 1-1. If you'd like to reach out for tonight's broadcast, there's three ways that you can find me. Two through social media, one through email. I'm going to give those to you here in just a moment. The pitch from Curry misses outside. The count goes to 2-1. If you want to reach out to me this evening by way of email, you can find me brush@hickorycrawdads.com. It's that pitch. Misses inside. The count goes to 3-1 to Tavares. That's B-R-U-S-H, brush@hickorycrawdads.com. You want to say hello? Let me know where you're tuning in this evening. I would love to give you the obligatory greetings and salutations. If you've got a question that you've got for me here about tonight's game, would love to answer it. If you want to give someone a shout-out, a happy birthday greeting, something of that nature, we can make that happen. brush@hickorycrawdads.com. The 3-2. Breaking ball misses high. It's a third walk allowed as Tavares leads off the fourth inning here with a free pass. And that brings up Colby Jones, who walked his first time up. If you want to reach out to me by way of Instagram or Twitter X, you can find me at WhatsUpBRushPXP. WhatsUpBRushPXP. It's the pitch from Curry, misses high at 90 miles an hour. Again, if you want to let me know where you're tuning in this evening by way of social media, would love to say hello to you over the air. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike to even the count at 1-1. If you want to give me a follow on social media, that's awesome. I would appreciate it greatly. If you're not a robot, I will do likewise for you. Curry throws over to first. We'll catch up with scores from around the South Atlantic League and Major League Baseball here in just a little while. And then, of course, we'll wrap everything up during the Black Tide Transportation postgame show. As Curry finds the top of the strike zone with a breaking ball to work the count to 1-2. 3-0 lead for the Rome Emperors. 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors. The Crawdads 0-3-0, their line score. The 1-2 to Jones. Here it comes. Fastball cut on and missed. It's the third strikeout for Aiden Curry, and there's one down in the inning. That's going to bring up Jacob Godman. Curry sets high, delivers. Breaking ball, cut on and missed. Godman, as I mentioned, signed a pro contract with the Braves back in July of last year. Played his college baseball at Oral Roberts University in the Summit League. Usually you hear about Oral Roberts during March Madness, especially in recent years. They've had a pretty good rivalry going with South Dakota State University. It's the throw down and the tag applied. As Tavares went running, and Tavares got cut down 2-4 if you're scoring at home, and there's two down in the inning. As Ian Moeller threw it down toward the second base side of the bag, and Cauley just kind of threw the glove out at the last second and just basically was able to tag Tavares with very little issue. So that breaking ball tapped out to third. Figueroa, while popping a bubble, throws across the infield, and that retires the side. A single for Rome goes by the, or I should say a walk for Rome goes by the boards. We've played 3.5 innings here in Hickory. 3-0 Emperors over the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the fourth inning, it's Cam Cauley to lead things off for the Crawdads. Cauley, a strikeout victim, looking against Garrett Ballman in the first inning. It's Ballman. When you're 6'8", you can use a lot of different leverage points to get the baseball to do various and sundry things, and he seems to have a pretty good beat on that right now. It's the count evens at 1-1. It'll be Cauley, Walcott, and Moore to bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. He's been treated to a 3-0 lead by his Emperor mates as Cauley fouls the pitch off. Ballman, I should say, just turned 20 about 2.5 weeks ago. August 15th, his birth date. Pick number 126 in the 2023 draft. As the pitch misses down. Ballman, the next pitch, just misses off the outside edge to work the count to 3-2. As you might imagine, for a 20-year-old, what is a just-turned 20-year-old, he's probably got plenty left in the strength and conditioning part where he's only going to be able to throw harder. 96 ought to be good enough, but as he continues to make his progression, I mean, it stands to reason he's could very well be on the fast track to being one of the staples of the Braves organization. Was the pitch taken for strike three? Cauley strikes out looking for the first out here in inning number 4. So that's the fourth strikeout for Ballman. I mean, Imagine this. The Atlanta Braves find another pitching prospect. And this young man certainly looks the part. And heaven help Major League Baseball if he starts throwing 98 with regularity. As Walcott takes the first pitch for a ball. He got the first hit for the Crawdads in the first inning. As he got on top of a baseball down the third baseline, it was knocked down by Exposito to keep it from being extra bases. It's the one thing the Crawdads don't have this evening is an extra base hit. Bauman has that ball from Walcott, bounced out to second, fielded by Jones, throws to Compton, and there's two down. Oviedo, Florida, makes getting to spring training awfully easy for Bauman. As Malcolm Moore will step to the plate with two down. As the pitch misses inside. Got past our first full weekend of college football action this past weekend. As Malcolm Moore hits that sharply out to Compton at first, but he fields it, touches the bag, and we're through three innings. Any college football talk will have to wait a little bit. We'll be back in just a moment. 3-0 lead for Rome here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Top of the fifth inning here at LP Franz Stadium. Kevin Kilpatrick to lead things off here in the top of the fifth inning. So glad that you could join me on this Tuesday night. The first of six games between these two clubs. It's Kilpatrick. They'll see if he checked or committed on the swing. He did not commit. 1-0 the count. Six games this week. The first five all starting at 7 o'clock. As Curry misses high, the count goes to 2-0. Tuesday through Saturday, 7 o'clock starts, which means we'll be on at 6:45 every evening for the Hickory Crawdads pregame show. We'll reset what happened the previous night, get you ready for the action coming up on that given day with starting lineups, the pitching matchup, et cetera, et cetera. We always track usually three teams in Major League Baseball: the Texas Rangers, the parent club of the Hickory Crawdads, the opposing parents' club. That ball from Kilpatrick lifted out to right center field. It's going to fall for a base knock. Kevin Kilpatrick has his second hit of the ball game. It's a leadoff knock, and that's going to bring up Jace Grady. But because the parent club of the opposition tonight happens to also be the Major League team with the closest geographical affiliation to this area in the Atlanta Braves, we have two games to track. The Yankees-Rangers will get started in literal minutes. It's the breaking ball to Grady, taken for a strike. The Braves and the Colorado Rockies, they're underway, unless there's rain. I haven't been able to check that part. I can't imagine there'd be rain in Atlanta, given the fact that the weather conditions oftentimes are very similar, this part of the world, to Atlanta. Is that ball lifted high in the infield? Figueroa calls off Walcott. He'll make the catch, and there's one down. And that'll bring up Drew Compton, who got the offense going for Rome with a two-run single back through the middle. Three-run lead for the Emperors. Three runs on five hits, no errors. 0-3-0 for the Crawdads. Garrett Bauman had his first 1-2-3 inning back in the fourth. It's Kilpatrick. Fake to go to second. Moeller came out of his crouch. Didn't have to worry about making the throw as the pitch was cut on and missed by Compton, and Kilpatrick decided to hold. Got an email that I'll address here in just a moment. The pitch from Curry misses. Want to say hello to Jeff Heinz this evening. Checking out the action from Parham, Minnesota. Very nice. Jeff Heinz, thank you for tuning in. We'll get to the email in just a moment. From time to time, folks reach out and let me know of what they hear in comparison to what I deliver with my play-by-play, and this one's a new one. I've got to be honest with you. Still, just as much a compliment. I appreciate it, Jeff. It's Curry, the 1-1. Fastball misses in. The count goes to 2-1. Obviously, when you're in Minnesota, you're going to have a heavy Midwestern influence when it comes to baseball, and I totally get that. Jeff Heinz lets me know that my voice reminds him of Harry Carey, which, again, that's quite the compliment. As Compton swings and misses, or I should say fouls it off just a little bit as it rolled away from Ian Moeller. Being in the South, the comparison that I typically get is Eli Gold, former play-by-play person for the University of Alabama football team, and, of course, longtime Motor Racing Network broadcaster. It's Curry's pitch, taken for strike three right down the middle. Compton frozen, hits a strikeout. That's the fourth for Curry. And there's two down in the inning. And that's going to bring up E.J. Exposito. Exposito, he had an RBI single to left field, which made it 3-0, all part of a three-run outburst for the Rome Emperors. It's the throw down to second, not in time. Kilpatrick gets the stolen base. It's Kevin Kilpatrick now with 47 steals on the season. He's now in scoring position as Exposito will step to the plate. With a 1-0 count, 3-0 lead for Rome. Curry looks in, holds. Kilpatrick is going to try to get to third. That throw is going to be missed by Figueroa. If Figueroa fields the throw, they might have been able to put the tag down in time. We'll never know, as Figueroa wasn't able to get it. Kilpatrick decided to read Curry. Curry held the ball. Kilpatrick finally made a break, and that's when Curry threw to Cauley at second. And that's what gave Kilpatrick the opportunity to steal third. He's now 90 feet away from making it 4-0 ballgame. That ball lifted out to left center field. It's going to stay in the yard. Dreiling's going to call off Scott to make the catch. A base hit from Kilpatrick. A couple stolen bases. No harm done as we're halfway through here in Hickory. It's a 3-0 lead for the Rome Emperors. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Arturo Disla to lead things off for the Crawdads. Garrett Ballman has been very solid this evening for the Rome Emperors. So face off against Arturo Disla. Disla got one thing on his mind, putting the Crawdads on the board right here, right now. So that ball bounced back up the middle, fielded by Colby Jones, throw over in time to first for one down. And that's going to bring up Jason Morabell. Got a couple of messages that I want to try to get to here in due course. It's Morabell. Fouls the pitch off. 0-1 the count. Well, that's an interesting follow that I got. As Morabell swings and misses at 95 miles an hour. That ball tapped into the Emperor's dugout. The count goes to 1-2. So the breaking ball misses. Count levels out. 2 balls, 2 strikes with one down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Morabell sharply out to second. Jones fields it. Gets it over to Compton in time. A couple of ground outs to second. There's two down. That brings up Glider Figueroa. I want to say hello to Chad, who's tuning in this evening from the state of Texas. He's watching the Rome Emperors this evening. And again, I'm not going to discriminate. The reality is, if you're an Emperors fan tuning in for the first time here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network, I am absolutely going to acknowledge any sort of email, tweet, text, whatever the case may be. Thank you for tuning in as Glider Figueroa is going to get hit by a pitch. And that's going to bring Ian Moeller to the plate. Jace Grady of the Rome Emperors, related to Chad, listening in this evening. Chad, thank you so much for tuning in. Really, really appreciate it. It's that simple, folks. send me an email, brush@hickorycrawdads.com. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter X at What's Up B-Rush PXP. The PXP stands for play-by-play. Ian Moeller fouls the pitch off. Bauman, breaking ball. Moeller got a piece of it. It's going to lift it into the seats on the first base side. It's going to bound up into one of the picnic deck areas. LP Franz Stadium, that's one thing that this ballpark does in spades. If you want to watch a game at a table and eat food, this ballpark's got it. As that ball's in the dirt, Figueroa trying to get to second. He's going to be tagged out easily, and that's going to put an end to the frame. It's a phenomenal effort behind home plate by Jacob Godman, blocking the ball, corralling the ball, throwing to second. He got it done. That retires the side. We go to the sixth, 3-0 Rome here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Top of the sixth inning. Aiden Curry's night has come to a close. We'll get caught up with that in just a moment. Stephen Paolini to lead things off. He's 0 for 2 in the ballgame. He'll be followed by Stephen Paolini, Patrick Kloese, Ambioris Tavares. 5-6-7 in the order. Jacob Matone is on for the Hickory Crawdads. Matone, a right-hander. Breaking ball, tapped foul. Count quickly goes to 0-2. It's Jacob Matone. Throws the breaking ball down and in. 3-5 record on the year for Matone. 36th appearance. Has 4 saves to his credit, which is second on the team currently in saves. 51 innings pitched, 57 hits, 24 runs earned. The pitch, that ball smashed to Diesla. Diesla made the catch. And that ball stung him a little bit. That ball got on him in a hurry. Paolini, look, I don't have that one charted. That had to be at least 105, 108, something like that. That ball was smashed. Diesla makes the catch. There's quickly one down in this inning. Patrick Kloese. Kloese making his debut tonight for the Rome Emperors. .256 average, no homers, 8 RBI, when he spent 22 games in Augusta with the Green Jackets. Clohessy played his college baseball. I mentioned this when he made the home run saving catch. Former Billiken out of St. Louis University. Before that, he played at Purdue. St. Louis University in the Atlantic 10. Eleventh round pick. So the count evens at 2-2. Maytone here on the sixth inning, trying to keep it 3-0 as that pitch just misses. Count goes full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clohessy has flown out to center field, grounded out to third. His biggest contribution was that home run saving catch. As that ball cut on and missed. It's a strikeout for Maytone, and there's quickly 2 down in the inning. That brings up Ambioris Tavares. Tavares has struck out, and he's walked. Aiden Curry's line for the night, 5 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 runs. He walked 3 and he struck out 4. And the walks were the problem in the third inning. I mean, it could be argued that those 2 runs don't score if they don't reach by way of the walk. But Rome, taking advantage of what they were given, was able to turn it into a crooked number. The breaking ball to Tavares taken for a strike. The count goes to 0-2. I promise I'll catch up with some of the social media interaction, as a lot of you have been so kind to reach out to me over the last inning or so. And I'll get to you, I promise. As that pitch cut on a miss, Jacob Maytone with a very clean sixth inning. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Rome leads 3-0 here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Ian Moeller will be followed by Quincy Scott, Dylan Dreiling, as Garrett Ballman back on the bump for the Rome Emperors. I want to say hello to Jeff Mayer this evening. Jeff Mayer sent me a very kind message a moment ago. He's a big Bama fan, and he did say that I sounded a bit like Eli Gold, which I really appreciate. That is a peach of a man. Had an opportunity to speak with him by phone not too long ago, and, well, forgive the pun, but he's as good as gold. That ball hits sharply. It's a fair ball down the right field line. It's going to rattle around into the corner. Ian Moeller's going to have at least two. He's going to cruise into second base, and it's going to be an RBI double. Or it should be a double, a leadoff double. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. It's a double for Ian Moeller. He's at second to start out the bottom of the sixth inning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's Quincy Scott will come to the plate. He's got a single to his credit. That's the first extra base knock for the Crawdads in this ballgame. Scott rolls that over, out to first base. Compton is going to make the play, touch the bag. Moeller's going to get over to third. But now the Crawdads are 90 feet away from getting on the board, as that's going to bring up Dylan Dreiling. Okay, this is one of the most creative Twitter handles I've seen in a long time. And it deserves a shout out. So we're going to give one to Garcon at Doot6. That's fun. Checking in from Berlin, which, by the way, WWE, for those of you that follow pro wrestling, had a big event in Berlin this past weekend. I do follow the pro wrestling from time to time. Living in the Charlotte metro area and being here pretty much as a native, it's kind of hard not to be a pro wrestling fan. This is one of the cities of origin, especially in the South, for pro wrestling. So Garcon, you get your shout out, brother. Thank you for tuning in this evening, as Dreiling's going to lift that ball foul near the on deck circle, and the basket catch is going to be made by Jacob Godman, and there's two down. And that's going to bring up Cam Cauley. Now Garrett Ballman, one out away in his Emperor's debut, getting through six innings. Bauman, breaking ball, catches the outside edge to Cauley. Cauley 0 for 2 in the ball game with a couple strikeouts. The pitch from Bauman misses outside. Cauley hit a home run on Saturday night, part of a 10-4 win. My apologies. That was part of the 10-0 win on Sunday. He launched it high and far. As the pitch misses, the count goes to 2-1. That was his 12th home run of the year, and that is actually the team lead. And Cauley's got some pop. It's going to be very interesting to see how his career progresses, what the power numbers look like. So he lifts that ball out to right field. It's going to stay in the yard. Patrick Kloese reaches up, makes the catch. Garrett Ballman's through six innings, and we go to the seventh. A 3-0 lead for Rome. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for Speed Pitch, Carousel Rides, and the Bounce House each Saturday. Discounts and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Maggie Hartnett of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Top of the seventh inning, Jacob Maytone, a very effective sixth inning. He's back to work. So face off against Colby Jones, Jacob Godman, and Kevin Kilpatrick. Nine hits combined in this ballgame. It's Aiden Curry. Got taken for three runs in the third inning, and that's been it. Garrett Bauman has been fantastic. Curry was not bad. He just had the back-to-back walks to open up the third frame. That was really his undoing in this contest. Now the Crawdads offense needs to get going. As the pitch cut on and missed by Colby Jones. Jones 0 for 1 in the ballgame. He walked and scored to lead off that third inning. And then he struck out in the fourth. Maytone swings and misses, does Jones. It's the third strikeout for Jacob Maytone. And there's one down here in the seventh. And that brings up Jacob Godman. Godman 0 for 1 in the ballgame. A ground out to third. He did walk and score in that third inning. But what he's done has been on the defensive side for the Emperors. Cutting down a runner. Actually, he cut down a runner trying to steal in Sebastian Walcott. Then he cut down Glider Figueroa trying to advance on a ball in the dirt. And then he made a basket catch working around the bat weight and the on-deck hitter an inning ago. Maytone sets the 2-0, misses outside. The count goes to 3-0. Godman's going to draw his second walk of the game. So the first walk surrendered by Maytone, the fourth walk allowed by Crawdad's pitching, and that's going to bring up Kevin Kilpatrick. Kilpatrick, two base hits, two stolen bases, a run scored. It's Maytone. Throws a strike at the top of the zone to Kilpatrick. Kilpatrick swings and misses. The count goes to 0-2. Top of the seventh inning, a 3-0 lead for the Rome Emperors. Here inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth, this is Brian Rushing. So glad that you could join us on this Tuesday night. As the pitch gets away from Moeller, trotting down to second is Godman. He's in scoring position. And the count goes to 1-2. I want to say hello to Jay Sanis this evening. Jay, I want to thank you for the email. And I second your sentiment. I'll try to get a little more in-depth about that here in just a moment as that ball's going to get lifted out into right center field. Kilpatrick's going to have himself extra bases. An RBI, it's his third hit of the game, and he is going to ease into third. I mean, he made that look really, really elementary. He got that ball down in the gap in right center field, and there was no chance they were going to deny him three bases. It's 4-0 in favor of the Rome Emperors. The Kilpatrick kid may have quite a future for the Atlanta Braves. He's had a great night so far. So that's going to bring up Jace Grady. Grady 1-for-3 in the ballgame. That ball tapped out to Cauley. Cauley's going to flip it to Deesla. Kilpatrick holds. There's two down in the inning. And that brings up Drew Compton. Jay Sanis checking out the action in northern Minnesota. He wants to give a shout-out to the parents, the wives, girlfriends, families of all the Crawdads players. This is, unless you've been around it, this can be quite the grind. I mean, it's baseball. We all love it, and I'm the broadcast guy. I am so grateful to have had an opportunity to be a part of this club this year. It's my first year in the South Atlantic League, and it's really a dream come true. And the beautiful thing is I don't have to wake up anytime soon. So the breaking ball misses from Maytone. The count goes to 2-0. 4-0 lead for Rome. They've played at a fourth run here in the seventh. Kevin Kilpatrick down at third. That ball's going to be tapped into the Rome dugout. But when it comes to a close, these players are going to decompress a little bit. Get some rest, and then it won't be too long before they're getting right back to work. That ball bounced foul. In front of Bobby Moore, who is a Atlanta Braves. He's a fixture in the minor league system for the Atlanta Braves. You can't know Braves minor league baseball and not know who Bobby Moore is. BMO. That pitch. Compton holds. The count runs full at 3-2. It's quite an undertaking for the players, the families, the hours, the time on the road, all the reps. It's that ball. Compton hits it out to Cauley. Cauley fields it. The throw a little high. Did he get on the bag? Deesla did. That'll retire the side. Rome gets a run. They lead 4-0. It's stretch time here in Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Sebastian Walcott to lead off the seventh inning. He'll be facing off against Garrett Bauman, who's on for the seventh inning. I mean, this would be his final start of the year, you would imagine. Unless, of course, well, it's definitely going to be his final regular season start. I would imagine this young man is in the plans for Rome's playoff games coming up. If he wasn't, he probably is now. He's been very good. That pitch at the knees for a strike evens the count at 1-1. He has steadily been 95-96 the whole way. This young man kind of reminds me, not necessarily of the pitch repertoire, but just his presence on the mound, of a young Matt Latos. Matt Latos, when he first came up in the Padres system, had the same presence. Maybe a little thicker in the shoulders, but definitely had that sort of presence. As that ball bounced fair, the throw across in time. That's a very good play made by E.J. Exposito. The throw across and foul ground, and there's one down here in the seventh inning. That's going to bring up Malcolm Moore. Moore 1-for-2, a single to left, and then a ground out to first. We'll have some scores to look at in just a moment in the South Atlantic League. I'll also keep track of the games going on in Major League Baseball that we'll be tracking as Moore fouls the pitch back. Bowling Green is tied with Greensboro 4-4. If Bowling Green wins tonight in Greensboro, they will have wrapped up the South Division's second half, and they will be the opponent of the Rome Emperors next week. So that pitch misses down. Asheville and Hudson Valley. Hudson Valley trails Asheville 3-2. Hudson Valley has a three-game advantage on Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore trails in the top of the fifth inning, 6-3 to Aberdeen. Brooklyn has a 3-0 lead on Wilmington in the top of the sixth. Greenville trails Winston-Salem 3-0 through six innings. Now, again, if Greenville loses tonight, regardless of what happens with Bowling Green, the South Division second half race is over. Bowling Green moves on. The separation between those two clubs, 5.5 games. If it stays 5.5 games after tonight, effectively it's over. It's Moore, swings and misses. Garrett Bauman, just so good tonight. It's his first strikeout that he's had since the fourth inning, but he really hasn't needed to strike out a ton of hitters. He's got 5 punch-outs in the ballgame, and with 2 down, that brings up Arturo Diesla. Diesla fouls the pitch back. Crawdads have been out hit 6-4. But the number that truly matters, they've been blanked. Bauman, breaking ball. That's tapped slowly out to third. Exposito, the throw. Picked cleanly at first base. A great play from Drew Compton. And Garrett Bauman has himself another 1-2-3 inning. We've played 7 here in Hickory. 4-0 Rome. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of minor league baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. we see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Alex Cook of the Hickory Crawdads, and you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. And now, back to Brian Rushing in the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth.
Top of the eighth inning, Josh Malaris is on to pitch for the Hickory Crawdads. He got in on Saturday night's contest. That was a 10-4 win. He would go an inning and two-thirds in that contest. He would strike out three batters. He gave up a hit, walked two batters. As the win ultimately would go to Florencio Serrano. Serrano picked up two wins over the course of that six-game series. He won on Wednesday night. He won on Saturday night. So Malaris throws the pitch down to E.J. Exposito. It'll be Exposito leading off, followed by Paulina and Cloese. So Exposito swings and misses. Malaris out of San Francisco, California, played for the Vancouver Canadiens prior to being dealt to the Texas Rangers organization. Exposito swings and misses. The count goes to 2-2. Malaris, as of late, has been settling in quite nicely. That ball is going to be lifted to the first base side. Malaris in his time in Hickory, 2-3 record, a 4.57 ERA, 18th appearance tonight, 21 and two-thirds innings pitched, 20 hits, 11 earned runs, 12 walks, 32 strikeouts. Is that ball out to center field? Dreiling camps underneath it, makes the catch, and there's one down here in the eighth inning. Major League scores of interest. The Atlanta Braves, top of the sixth inning, have a 2-0 lead on Colorado. The New York Yankees and the Texas Rangers tied at 3. They're scoreless. It's the only two games that we're really keeping track of. Even though, I'll share this here in a moment, as Stephen Paolini is at the plate. Every morning I get up pretty early because I've got a morning sports talk show that I do in the Charlotte metro area before I make my way to places like Hickory, North Carolina to do play-by-play for the Crawdads. I came across an individual's numbers, and it kind of stunned me for a moment. If you follow Major League Baseball, like I do, you're going to hear this name, but you're not going to necessarily connect the stats to the player's name. He's had that good a year. It's Paolini. Fouls the pitch off. Think of a shortstop. A shortstop on a division-leading team who's got a .255 average, 29 home runs, and 99 RBI on the season. An .812 OPS, which is not elite, but it's really good. I'll give you a moment. Paolini, the 2-2. Did he hold up? He did, in fact. The count runs full. The shortstop that I'm talking about is one Willie Adames of the Milwaukee Brewers. Adames has been instrumental for that club this year. And Pat Murphy's done a phenomenal job managing that club after Craig Counsell departed for Chicago. That's going to be a walk of Stephen Paolini. He's on at first with one down, and that brings up Patrick Cloese. Pat Murphy had been the bench coach for quite a while behind Craig Counsell, and he just took right over and has really kind of kept the continuity within the organization despite the loss of Corbin Burns. Colin Ray has had a very solid year. They've had pieces. Willie Adames has been part of that piece. I did not realize that Willie Adames had 99 RBI on the season, and he's not in the 3-4 spot in the order. He's farther down. So they've had a lot of guys producing this year. The pitch misses outside. The count goes to 3-0. Jackson Churio in his rookie season has been very solid. Role players like Sal Frelick have been very good. Malaris misses high, and it's back-to-back walks, runners at first and second. Reese Hopkins, as we'll have a mound visit, Julio Valdez will come out, has been productive for this Brewers club, despite Christian Yelich being in and out of the lineup. Will the Brewers have enough to possibly dispatch the Dodgers or the Phillies? I don't know. I would think at this moment it's the Dodgers and the Phillies that would end up in the National League Championship Series. However, with the way the National League West is shaping up, the Diamondbacks and the Padres are making life very interesting for the LA Dodgers. And I promise that's the last I'm going to talk about that. Zambioris Tavares will come to the plate with one down. Runners at first and second. Now, the situation for Malaris is a little bit different than what Aiden Curry had to contend with back in the third inning. Malaris is one ground ball away from getting out of the inning. But that's going to be stymied somewhat as the wild pitch gets away from Ian Moeller and everybody moves up 90 feet. So the infield's all going to play in front of the baselines, save that of Glider Figueroa. It's Malaris. That ball's going to get away from Moeller, and it's a 5-0 ball game. The scoring is going to be Stephen Paolini. Moving over to third is Patrick Kloese. So a pair of wild pitches has now stretched the advantage out to 5-0. The ball fouled back by Tavares at the plate. Count goes to 2-1. I see someone standing in the Rome bullpen. I believe that is a reliever that's taking his sweet time getting ready. He may already be ready. He's just trying to see the inning come to a close. It's Malaris fouled back again to the screen. I would imagine that Garrett Bauman's night has come to a close. There's really nothing left to prove for Bauman. He's been fantastic tonight. He's allowed one hit beyond the third inning, as Moeller was able to make the catch on the backhand side as the count runs full. So Tavares, one pitch away from drawing his second walk of the night. That ball's going to be lifted high, back behind home plate. Moeller's going to watch it get into the seats. It's going to continue to bounce. Oh, and it hit a kid right in the forehead. Fortunately, it bounced a couple times. Took a wicked bounce. He's okay. That sounded worse than it really was. My apologies. But it hit the concrete a second time, and the spin had gone right back to his dome. Hit him, but he was able to recover and get the baseball. And the pitch misses, and Tavares draws the walk. Runners at the corners. That'll bring up Colby Jones. It's the seventh walk allowed by the Crawdads in this ballgame. Malaris catches the outside edge with strike one. When we get done this evening, we'll have the Black Tie Transportation postgame show where I'll lay out everything that transpired in the game this evening and get you ready for tomorrow night. as the pitch is lifted foul by Jones. The Baltimore Orioles, top of the eighth inning, have a 9-0 lead on the Chicago White Sox. The White Sox are poised for their 109th loss in 140 games. Ugh. I've got friends that are White Sox fans, and I feel awful for them. I really do. The pitch from Molaris, lifted foul again. A couple of late games on the docket this evening. The Giants and the Diamondbacks in San Francisco at 9:45. The Angels and Dodgers at 9:38. As Molaris has the pitch fouled off by Jones to keep it at 0-2. The Mariners and the Oakland A's, they'll face off at 9:40 as well. So I've got options for the ride home. Is that ball checked out to first? Diesla flips it to Molaris. They'll complete the out, but scoring on the play is Patrick Kloese to make it 6-0. Getting over to second is Ambioris Tavares. Two down in the inning. It'll be an RBI for Jones on the ground out. And that brings up Jacob Godman. As Godman lifts that one out to right field. Morabell camps underneath it. He'll make the catch, and that'll retire the side. A couple of runs score in the eighth inning. It's a 6-0 lead for Rome. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Jason Morabell to lead things off against Shea Shaneman. Shea Shaneman, a six-foot right-hander out of Hastings, Nebraska. Signed a contract back in July of 2023. A right-hander. We'll get to Shaneman's numbers here in just a moment. The pitch to Morabell misses. The count goes to 2-0. Shaneman has made 42. Well, this is his 42nd appearance. It's Morabell's going to foul the pitch off. Count goes to 2-1. Shaneman, 41 appearances coming into tonight, a 7-6 record. That's tied for the team league, team lead in wins with 7. It's also the team leader in losses, a rather dubious distinction. The breaking ball taken for a strike count evens at 2-2. A 4.69 ERA. He has 2 saves, 55 and 2/3 innings pitched, 50 hits, 29 runs allowed, 16 walks, 64 strikeouts. Make that 65 as Morbell strikes out to open up the 8th inning. And that's going to bring up Glider Figueroa. Garrett Bauman's night has come to a close, and boy, was it a night. And it seemed like that Bauman was able to take advantage of Patrick Kloese's home run saving effort back in the 2nd inning, because once that happened, he seemed to hit a different gear. It's Figueroa is going to lift that into the seats on the third base side. Bauman went 7 innings, gave up 4 hits, no runs. He walked nobody. He did hit a batter. Struck out 5 batters. Ian Moeller got a leadoff double in the 6th inning. That's the only hit that Bauman gave up after the 3rd inning. And after Bauman gave up the base hit to Quincy Scott, as Figueroa's going to foul it off his foot. Bauman got Dylan Dreiling to bounce into a ground ball double play to end the 3rd inning. And again, we've brought this up on broadcast. The Crawdads, if they get off to a fast start offensively, sustaining it throughout the course of 9 innings has been somewhat difficult. Now, it wasn't this past weekend. They seemed to have no problem. Now, again, they got off to really fast starts. 2 runs in the 1st, 4 in the 2nd, but they scored 2 more runs in the 8th. So they kept it going as Figueroa bounces to 1st. The play made at 1st base by Drew Compton, and there's 2 down in the inning. And that brings up Ian Moeller. Moeller has the lone extra base hit for the Crawdads. But there's been numerous times this season when the club, even if they get off to a fast start offensively, they're not able to sustain it. And then you've got nights like this to where the pitching has just owned the day for the visiting team. There's still time to make a run, but it is getting late. As Moeller checks his swing, he did not go, according to first base umpire Evan Anderson. Crowd tonight, 1,294 on this gorgeous evening. As Moeller is going to lift that one behind the first base bag. The catch will be made at first base by Compton. And it's a 1-2-3 inning to close out the 8th. We go to the 9th, 6-0 in favor of Rome. We'll be back in just a bit.
All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Gavin Collier is on the pitch the ninth inning for the Hickory Crawdads. It's Kevin Kilpatrick who has three hits in the ballgame. He's got half the hits for Rome. Two singles, a triple. He's had quite the night. Two stolen bases, a run scored, a run driven in. A 6-0 lead for Rome. However, the story in this ballgame, quite honestly, has been the fact that seven walks have been surrendered by the Hickory Crawdads, four of which have scored. It's Collier at 94, blows it past Kilpatrick. I have to correct myself. Five of the seven walks in this ball game have managed to score. So the count evens at 2-2. Gavin Collier, a 2-3 record with a 3.23 ERA, making his 39th appearance. Collier, pitch, misses outside. Count runs full. Collier, that catches the outside edge, Kilpatrick. Didn't think so, but I thought it was strike three. So it's going to be a punch out for Gavin Collier to lead things off here in the ninth inning. That's going to bring up Jace Grady. The ninth inning will look like this for Hickory. Quincy Scott, Dylan Dreiling, Cam Cawley to bat in the ninth inning. As we are approaching 2 hours complete in this contest. In fact, we have just passed it. At this moment, sitting 2 hours and 2 minutes in. It's Collier. Paints the outside edge with 95 miles an hour. Grady. Gets tied up. They'll see if he went. He did not. Count goes to 2-1. These two teams will get back at it tomorrow. 6:45 will be our airtime for a 7 o'clock first pitch as Collier spins one at 82 back into the zone to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. That ball out to Cawley. Fields the weird bounce. Gets it over to Diesla. And there's two down in the inning. So a two down that brings up Drew Compton. Compton had the pivotal swing of the bat in this contest. It was a two-run single back in the third inning that got Rome on the board. It was early, but it's been the most meaningful hit for the Emperors in this contest, thanks largely in part to the pitching that has really silenced the Crawdads hitters especially after the third inning. It's Collier ahead 0-2. Here's the pitch. It's that ball. It's going to be lifted foul over to the third base side at 96. Collier, young man out of Lawrenceville, Georgia. 12th round pick from back in 2019. It's the pitch to Compton, just misses. Compton fouls it off again. Drew Compton played his college baseball at Georgia Tech, so certainly familiar with the Atlanta area. As Collier misses everybody, throws it all the way back to the netting at 96 miles an hour. That ball. Bust the bat. And that lands behind Collier. Figueroa can't make the sliding catch. Walcott initially heard the sound of the bat and started breaking to the outfield as that ball landed about 100, well, not even 100. I would say maybe 85 feet from home plate. But it's a busted bat single. For Compton, that's his second hit of the ball game. And that keeps the inning alive for E.J. Exposito. Collier. Slider fouled off to the first base side. Exposito is 1-for-4 in the ball game, a strikeout, a single, an RBI single, two flyouts to center field. The 0-2 rolled over to the first base dugout area. And that pitch is going to get Exposito. Collier not happy with himself. That was not intentional by any stretch of the imagination. An 0-2 count with two down in the inning. You're just trying to work the pitch in, and it got Exposito. Got away from Collier. There's now runners at first and second. And that brings up Stephen Paolini. So Moeller will go out and have a brief conversation with Collier. Collier misses. It's Collier. Finds the outer third with strike one to even the count to Stephen Paolini. Paolini, young man out of Fairfield, Connecticut. He'll be turning 24 around Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, if memory serves, is on the 28th of November, which is the last day you would actually have Thanksgiving. It's the count now 1-2 off the foul ball. 6-0 lead for Rome. They are trying to strike first in the six-game series. So they've played 9 games previous. They are 7-2 against these Crawdads. A win here would be their 8th against Hickory, and that would guarantee the season series win on this Tuesday night. That ball is going to get hit up the middle. Cawley with the play. He's not going to be able to make a throw as the bases will be loaded. Stephen Paolini is going to have his first hit of the ball game. Cawley was playing Paolini, the left-handed hitter, to pull the ball. He hit it back up the middle, so he had to go a long way to field it. Was able to glove it, no problem, but he just, on the exchange, couldn't get it into his throwing hand to complete the play. Now with the bases loaded, that's going to bring up Patrick Cloese. Cloese 0-for-3 in the ballgame with a walk and a run scored. That happened in the 8th inning. Collier, this is outside. Collier took a little something off that one, 88 miles an hour. That was more of a get-me-over, I would imagine. The count evens at 1-1. The pitch misses. Count goes to 2-1. Compton, the runner down at third, Exposito at second, Paolini at first. The 2-1 offering from Collier. That ball is going to be tapped foul toward the first base coach's box. Diesla fields it, tosses it toward Garrett Bauman. The pitch, that ball, in on the thumbs. It's going to make its way out to left field. They'll play station to station as it's an RBI single scoring Compton. Patrick Cloese has his first hit. It's an RBI single, and it's 7-0 in favor of the Rome Emperors. Everybody moves up 90 feet, and Chad Comer's going to go get Gavin Collier. So they're going to make the change. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll let you know who's coming on to pitch here in the 9th inning. 2 outs, 7-0 in favor of Rome. We'll be back in just a bit.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, this is Caitlin Clark of the Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network. Abide by the claw, y'all.
Two down here in the top of the 9th inning, and Cal Stark will be on to pitch here in this 7-inning ball game. Stark got the start Sunday against the Asheville Tourists, hit a home run. It was his first base hit in a Crawdads uniform. The count now 1-1 to Ambioras Tavares. Stark, a position player, trying to finish this one up as the pitch taken at the knees at 72 miles an hour. Stark misses down. The count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the crowd giving the most negative reaction to home plate umpire Shin Koshizawa, as it's going to be a strikeout of Tavares to end the ninth inning. Cal Stark gets the punch out. We go to the bottom of the ninth, 7-0 in favor of the Emperors. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Austin Smith is on to pitch for the Rome Emperors, the 6'4 right-hander out of Cedar Park, Texas. Last year spent time with the Mississippi Braves, drafted back in the 18th round of the 2021 draft. He'll face off against Quincy Scott, Dylan Dreiling, and Cam Cauley. The Emperors with the 7-0 advantage here on this Tuesday night. A gorgeous night for baseball. For those that are here, for those of you that have been tuning in, I hope the night has been equally as good for you. As that ball hit back up the middle, fielded on a bounce by Colby Jones. And there's one pitch and one out. On to pitch, Austin Smith. We'll get to his numbers in just a moment. Smith, 0-1 record on the year, making his fifth appearance. Does have a save to his credit. 7.36 ERA, 3 2/3 innings pitched. 5 hits, 3 earned runs, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. A 3.33 average against is Dreiling. Has to vacate the batter's box to get away from that opening pitch. Count evens at 1-1. Austin Smith, out of Cedar Park, Texas, played his college baseball at the University of Arizona. As the pitch misses down. In his big league career, this is game number 77. On the season, all told, 1-3 record on the year. As Dreiling is going to lift the pitch foul over to the third base side. As Dreiling lifts it foul again. Count stays full at 3-2. Smith swings and misses. That ball gets to the backstop. The throw to first. It's not going to be in time. Dylan Dreiling's going to reach first base on the strikeout swinging. The wild pitch allows him to reach, and that's going to bring up Cam Cauley. Cauley laces that ball out to center field. It's going to be a base knock. Dreiling, he's going to hold up at second. And that's going to bring up Sebastian Walcott. It's the first hit for Cauley in the ballgame. It's perhaps the Crawdads here trying to rally in the ninth inning to A, get on the board, B, make it interesting, and then C, well, who knows? Walcott swings and misses on the first offering from Austin Smith. Walcott is 1-for-3 in the ballgame. But as we talked about very early in this contest, a multi-hit game tonight, probably going to put him somewhere around 262. And I think it would be very interesting to see what this young man, what it would do to finish somewhere around 265 on the season. Now, that's just strictly for my own passive interest. As Walcott's going to lift that one into the seats just to my right. Well, now you don't see that every day. As the foul ball landed in a trash can, and now the chase is on to see who's going to come away with the baseball. If I'm mom and dad, I don't really know how I feel about that. There's four kids, basically. I don't know. Now there's a fifth kid involved. Now it's in a plastic bag, and the kid's finally going to come away with the baseball. And if I'm mom and dad, I'm probably asking them to go find the hand sanitizer. Or the washroom. That would work too. Walcott taps it out to shortstop. Tavares flips to Jones. One play and one play only. Fielder's choice. Cauley's retired at second. And that's going to bring up Malcolm Moore with runners at the corners. Two down here in the ninth inning. Moore has a base knock, to his credit. He did a very good job of driving the ball to left field the opposite way. He's 1-for-3 in the game, struck out and grounded out to first. Smith trying to close it out here. Fastball at 96. Moore takes strike two. The count goes to 1-2. Walcott's not being held on. So he's just kind of hanging out around first base to see what transpires here. The pitch, Moore smashes it into the netting above the Rome dugout before it falls into the Rome dugout. Dreiling at third, he reached on a strikeout. The throw to first was not in time, so therefore they weren't able to record the out. Otherwise, this game would be over. So the pitch misses. Count evens at 2-2. Cam Cauley followed up with a single to center field, and Sebastian Walcott grounded into a fielder's choice for out number two. As Moore has that one in on his thumbs, and he fouls it off. If Moore keeps the inning alive, Arturo Disla will step to the plate. Smith misses outside with the changeup, and now the count runs full. So Walcott's going to be going to second as soon as Smith goes plateward. And no one in the infield's going to care. 3-2 to Moore. That's going to be fouled off, and we'll do it again. So that'll be an opportunity for a souvenir. Smith sets the pitch, misses inside. Malcolm Moore draws the walk, and the bases are loaded. Well, Arturo Disla will step to the plate, and you know how this could go. If he gets a hold of one, this just became a very interesting ball game. Disla loves moments like this. We'll just see how Austin Smith handles this at bat. Disla's going to lift that one right field side up and out of play. As it lands up on top of the green rooftop on the BTS picnic deck. Smith misses outside, count evens. As Disla takes a strike to work the count to 1-2. Disla swings and misses, and that'll do it. Ball game. Rome wins 7-0 here at LP Franz Stadium in a game that took 2 hours and 28 minutes. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll have the Black Tide Transportation postgame show coming up on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tide Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tide Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tide Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for Speed Pitch, carousel rides, and the Bounce House each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
It's now time for the Black Tie Transportation Crawdads postgame show, where we take a look back at tonight's game and get you ready for the next Crawdads broadcast. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium on this Tuesday night, a 7-0 win in the opener for the Rome Emperors. That means with their 8th win against the Crawdads this season, regardless of what happens, the remaining 5 contests, the Rome Emperors will win the season series against the Hickory Crawdads. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of the numbers. A game that took 2 hours and 28 minutes to complete. The Rome Emperors, 7 runs on 9 hits, no errors for Hickory, no runs on 5 hits, no errors. As Garrett Bauman gets his first win in a Rome Emperors uniform as he makes his debut tonight. Tosses 7 innings, gives up 4 hits. He was very steady. He got enough offense early to really make the difference in this contest, a 7-1 win for the Emperors. Aiden Curry in his final start of 2024, he falls to 3-8 on the season. No, 3-9 on the season as he suffers the loss this evening. The difference in this ball game effectively was in the second and third innings. This game could have been very different if Glider Figueroa is actually able to leave the yard. As he hit the ball with enough distance to leave the yard, the problem is that Patrick Kloese robbed him of a home run. It would have made it 2-0 in favor of Hickory, and who knows what might have transpired from that point. As it turns out, the home run robbing catch from Kloese keeps it a scoreless ball game. In the third inning, Rome would respond with 3 runs in the third, and they would come away with the win as they would tack on runs the rest of the way to win the game 7-0. And it would be the first win of the series. It would be their 8th win against the Crawdads this evening, or this season, as they are now 8-2 against the Hickory Crawdads. So what we're going to do is we're going to step away for just a moment. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll take a look around at the South Atlantic League scoreboard. We'll keep our eye on Bowling Green. We'll also keep track of what's happening in the North Division. And then we'll wrap it up with a couple scores of Major League Baseball. All that as we continue on the Black Tie Transportation postgame show coming up on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
This is Chad Comer, manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Crawdads Radio Network.
Back here inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth, final segment of the Black Tie Transportation post-game show. So we've got a couple of finals of import in the South Atlantic League. Bowling Green, 5-4 winner tonight over Greensboro. You combine that with Greenville losing 4-0 to Winston-Salem, and that's a wrap in the South Division. Bowling Green is the South Division second-half champion. They will be taking on the Rome Emperors next week in the South Atlantic League's South Division playoff. Greenville has been eliminated. They will not get an opportunity to defend the South Atlantic League championship in the playoffs, as they have now been eliminated from postseason contention, as now these two clubs will effectively just play out the string in preparation for next week's playoff series between Rome and the Bowling Green Hot Rods. North Division, here's some of the scores of import. Hudson Valley beat Asheville 4-3 tonight. Wilmington lost to Brooklyn. Now, Jersey Shore is the team that is behind Hudson Valley. They're three back. Jersey Shore, they trail in the bottom of the eighth inning, 6-5. If Aberdeen beats Jersey Shore, the lead would stretch out to four games with five games to go, as that would put Hudson Valley right at the doorstep of closing it down for the North Division's second-half title. If that were to happen in the next couple of days, it would be Hudson Valley taking on Greensboro for the North Division championship, as the Grasshoppers won the first half in the South Atlantic League's North Division. So those are the scores of note in the South Atlantic League. Tonight's score here at LP Franz Stadium, 7-0 for the Rome Emperors, as the Rome Emperors now in the second half are 25-34 in the second half of the season, as they begin to make their preparations for that South Division Championship Series against what is now the Bowling Green Hot Rods, second half South Division champion. Major League Baseball games of interest, 3-0 Braves over the Rockies. That game is in the bottom of the eighth inning. 3-0 Braves over Colorado. The Texas Rangers have a 1-0 lead on the New York Yankees in the bottom of the sixth inning. That's the two scores of interest. Any games that have gone final, the Rays beat the Twins 2-1 earlier tonight. Washington beat Miami 6-2. Baltimore 9-0 over the Chicago White Sox. That's the only finals that we have so far this evening. The Mets do have a lead of 7-2 on Boston. That's in the top of the ninth inning. So, tomorrow, game two of this series, everything in the South Division has been settled. We just play the string out. Tomorrow, 6:45 will be our airtime for a 7 o'clock first pitch, as the Crawdads will try to get back to some winning ways against this Rome Emperors club, a team they've had some difficulty beating. They'll try to get after it again tomorrow night here at LP Franz Stadium. So I want to thank Douglas LoCascio, Robbie Willis, Ashley Salinas, everybody involved with tonight's broadcast. Thank you for being a part of that. Thank you for tuning in this evening. For everyone here at the ballpark, this is Brian Rushing saying so long until tomorrow night. We'll see you on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Have a great night. Goodbye, everybody.
We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, Black Tide Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads
Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.